Congratulations on a really fun release.
Oh, thank you.
How did the idea to come up with sort of virtuoso show tunes come together for an album?
Well, a few years ago, I discovered the Rodgers and Hammerstein arrangements by Stephen Hough, and I just fell in love with them. And at the time, I was thinking, oh, I can use them as encores. But then I kept looking, and I saw maybe there's a project behind this. And then I discovered others, like, of course, Gershwin arrangements by Earl Wild. Then I started to dig deeper, and I was finding things like an arrangement of Lover by Alexis Weissenberg and all these others. And I thought, well, here we have something really great. And what was so special was all the arrangers were pianists. And I thought, okay, I'm going to focus on pianists who were also composers and arrangers. And it's really a tribute to the arrangers more so than the tunes themselves. And so when the project started, I thought, why not ask some of my colleagues to and commission them to make arrangements for this project? And so half of the album are new pieces, and the other half are already existing pieces.
Are there any favorites? I mean, it runs a really wide scope, I think, from, things like The King and I that go back to a little more recent things like Sweeney Todd or whatnot
Yeah,
that are on
it
here.
depends on what time of day. I really love the Get Happy arrangement by Stephen Preston. It's been the most popular so far in all the concerts I've done. And of course, the arrangement by Marc-Antoine Hamelin of Laura is really, really special. It's sort of the slowest of all the virtuosic ones from the collection. And I love Blue Moon by Andre Previn. It's so private and very, very delicate. They're all wonderful. And what's really different from other types of show tune arrangements, aside from the fact that all the arrangers are performing pianists or were when they were alive, there are a lot of classical elements in these arrangements. And I'm trying to stay true to my classical roots. And I don't want the listeners to think, oh, has she crossed over to a different genre? But what I'm trying to show is that all these great pianists who are composing and arranging are really continuing the tradition of composers like Liszt and Busoni, who are also arranging.
I am curious, as you approach things like this that are smaller, is it sort of like looking at the well-tempered clavier as opposed to, we might normally think of you, tackling like a Chopin sonata or Rachmaninoff or Messiaen or something or other, Corigliano. Is it a different approach when you have sort of these miniatures as opposed to a large form work?
I would say it's a different approach. Every piece is different, and the length ranges from 2 minutes to 6 minutes. And the fact that there are so many classical idioms and classical writing, it was very much like learning a new work by, let's say, Schubert or Scriabin. What's interesting is that the harmonies of Scriabin does pop out quite often in these arrangements. And the difficult part about them is that they're all short, so your concentration has to start right away. It's not like a sonata that you could, you have a little time to get into it. So in concert, as well as in recording, you have to be on right away. And not only do you have to be concerned about the melodies, which are so popular, but you also have to think about the different layers that all the arrangers have put into the works, and how all these different layers are put together, and how they transform these popular melodies into something so different.
I always, if I can find something new in a performance, if I listen to a, you get so many CDs in the radio world. If I can hear something new in a Brahms symphony, or if I can hear someone change a phrase in Mozart that makes me look up, you know, or,
yes.
And I think this CD for me, there were a lot of those sort of things where I said, oh, you know, I know Embraceable You, but oh, it's, you know, it's just treated so differently. It's neat to hear new things and things that I think I knew well. And that's got to be fun as a performer to have that sort of gift to have these new clothing for these tunes.
Oh, yes. It's been a wonderful experience. I have gotten to know the personalities of these arrangers and to got to know them as pianists. When you play arrangements by pianists, it separates from the arrangements by composers. When pianists arrange something, you know everything works, and because they can play it, and they know all the runs and all these virtuosic phrases that they have put into the arrangements. And it's so great to discover how someone like Stephen Huff is so different from someone like Earl Wilde, and the kind of things that, you know, the kind of knowledge they have of music is so great that they're able to combine something like Mozart with a jazz chord or a Mendelssohn or a Liszt phrase with, you know, like a Ravel harmony. And that's what's so wonderful, is that you listen to the tunes, but it takes you further. It takes you to another level as you're listening to them.
Do you see this sort of thing that will sort of live on even when you're not doing necessarily a tour of Get Happy, but, you know, that they will be encore pieces and stuff that maybe students or mm-hmm. more fellow pianists, you know, that Chris O'Reilly might put into From the Top some of this now and then?
Oh, absolutely. I think that is part of the goal of making this project. I've played concerts these last few months, and people have requested, and they said, "Can you play something from the album?" And it always surprises people that they think it's show tunes, but then they change their minds after they listen to the arrangements. And of course, I would love for other pianists and students to explore some of these arrangements, because they can learn so much from it. You take an arrangement by Earl Wilde, and you really have to have very good technique to play, because he had fantastic technique. And same thing with Stephen Huff, and then the arrangement by Hamlin, you really have to, you know, play with colors and the touch, because it's so colorful that what he has done with the theme of Laura. And I do know that these arrangements will live on, just like Liszt arrangements of arias have lived on.
I think it's sort of that next wave. This is sort of like everyone would whistle Carmen, and so those, you know, came very famous arrangements. But I can,
yes,
easily
as,
see.
Or Horvitz made, yeah, arrangements as well. Yes.
Well, I have to say congratulations. It's a wonderful new release.
Thank you. Nice talking to you.